Since last September, the Supreme Court justices have been considering whether to hear the New York landlord's case. Last week, they decided not to, with only a partial dissent from Clarence Thomas. It started when some new rent control laws in New York City added restrictions that prohibit landlords from excluding tenants after their leases expire, even if the owner wants the space for their own family members. Many owners of small and mid-sized apartment buildings objected, and they sued, claiming that the new laws went so far that their property is no longer their own and that New York has expropriated it. The landlord suit argues that the combination of rent regulation and long-term occupancy that gives tenants a right to stay in apartments for many years and pay below market rates violates the Constitution's ban on the taking of private property for public use. Previously, rent control laws have been upheld on the grounds that they are regulations on property, not a taking of it by the government. But the LA Times reports that the court's recent conservative majority has demonstrated an interest in shoring up property rights. The Times notes that in 2021, the Supreme Court struck down a California law that authorized union organizers to visit farms and agriculture facilities to recruit new members for the United Farm Workers. In a 6-3 ruling in that case, Chief Justice Roberts said the owners of private property have a right to exclude others from entering. So, citing that principle, the New York landlords say they should have a right to exclude renters after their leases expire. And the California Apartment Association said, yeah, they urged the court to hear the New York case because many of their apartments are subject to rent control laws in local jurisdictions, including San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Jose, Oakland, Sacramento, Santa Monica, Berkeley, Pasadena, Alameda, and Beverly Hills. So a ruling in the case would directly affect 1 million rentals in New York City, would have a significant impact in California and the rest of the nation as well. But last week, the Supreme Court turned down the case. Only Justice Clarence Thomas issued a partial dissent. The conservative justice said that the constitutionality of regimes like New York City's is an important and pressing question, but that in this particular case, the landlords had failed to show evidence that they'd been prevented from evicting actual tenants for particular reasons. So, for now, the nation's rent control laws still stand, including the new ones in New York City. For KCSB News, this is Ray Breer.